Let's call the regular meeting of the Communications and Technology Committee March 3rd to order. We have to do item two, consider finding that the result of the COVID-19 emergency meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees, and the meeting is authorized to be held by teleconference pursuant to Government Code 54953. Linda needs to concur with that.
I do. Thank you very much.
So we will then move on to comments from the public. Do you have anything, Amelia?
I have no hands and no chats.
We can move on to monthly website and social media update. Amelia, do you want to walk us through that?
I would be honored. So we will start with the website statistics. This is the one for the states and our friends that are in and out of California. Good news is everybody is in America today. And compared to last month, the website's down about 100 total users. California, Virginia, Massachusetts are still the top three. Not Set, I'm not sure what that means. Last month, Not Set was number 7, and this month it's number 4. So maybe we are having folks that aren't in America looking at our website.
So can you go back, stay right there for a minute. Just on the headings, could you explain to me, there's column 1 is users and then column 2 is new users. What does column 2 really mean?
I have to imagine it's, but that doesn't make sense. I'll research that, John. I don't know.
Yeah, because no, I was.
I don't know, because it doesn't make sense that, you know, 12.
I had to ask this question just to prove to you that I actually read this stuff. But I'm not sure there's a total users of 1473, which I get. I'm wondering, does that mean that 1,274 of these people have never been here before? I don't believe that.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And hits, okay, of course, means that if I'm one of those 1,473 users, I've gone on there, you know, multiple times.
Right.
I live on the website.
Yeah, I get on there as well. It's actually easier sometimes if I'm looking for meeting information just to go to the website versus to go into the email and look for the attachment or whatever.
Absolutely.
So I use it quite a bit as well. But okay. So maybe,
can I say something?
Yeah, sure.
This is Tom. I'm guessing new users means individual users. So like 1,274 users hit the web page, and the web page is hit a total of 1,473 times. So the difference between those two numbers is 199, and I'm thinking that's all Amelia, just hitting it again and again and again.
Right. Yeah. It's multiple. Multiple.
And all, you know, those of us who use the web page use it a lot. So yeah. I probably used the web page last month 50 times.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We can double check that, Amelia, but that makes sense. That's probably what's going on there.
I'll report at the next meeting.
Okay. Up to you. Go ahead.
And our new favorite, the pages that are being looked at, page views. That first one is just the general website where we had 1,680. So we were up a couple of users there. How to pay my bill, employment opportunities are always the favorites. And then making its debut at number 4 is annual tax worksheets.
Right.
Month. Because everybody's looking for that. And that will be included in the bill that was mailed out.
Item two there is fairly relevant. There's 315 people out of probably 2,500. That's a substantial number that have gone in there and looked for something. So, okay. Cool.
Ms. Butler has a question.
I just have a quick question. Because this was an issue, or not an issue, but it was something we talked about in the past. People who pay their bills online, do they get a copy of the pipeline?
Yes. They get a link to the pipeline in their,
link to the
their pipeline. Email bill.
Okay. So, and we can't automatically just give it to them attached to the bill?
There's a link.
You know, I'm going to say no, because of the size of the pipeline and the service we use to email, you know, I think it's around 650 bills all at once.
Oh, okay.
So Linda, this is a good opportunity for me to explain how we do this. Are you okay with me going through this for a quick minute?
Go ahead.
So basically, we did it yesterday at around, I think it looked like it was 4:30 or something. We go to a service that we have called SMTP Turbo. So they are a mass email mailing service. And we upload a file to their website, and they in turn send out all the emails on our behalf. And the process takes about 45 minutes to email, you know, 650 bills. So my guess is that if we attached a sizable PDF, which is what the pipeline turns out to be, is that process would take a lot longer. And our experience, and everybody's experience in the internet, is when you're sending out a whole lot of emails all at once, that process often crashes because of latency and the speed of the internet, so on and so forth. And so to prevent the crashing, we just provide a link. So if you open up your email, right there is a link you can hit, and it goes to our webpage where the pipeline is.
And that's good, because I remember a while ago when we first started working on some of this, that they weren't getting it at all.
Right, that is correct. And because of this committee, as a matter of fact, the information, the desires of the board members, we did attach it. But you'll notice if you get an email that over the past probably 6 months, twice, we've had the system crash on us more than once. And people are at the front of the line, we're getting two and three different e-bills. And, you know, we'd say, sorry, we keep crashing, so we have to send it again. But it stabilized over the past couple of months, it's because we just provide the link. And okay.
Interesting. They sent them yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in all mail here. I did not get mine.
Okay, well, I'm working remotely, but I'll work with staff and review the report, because we get a report as to everything that went out.
Yeah, because for the last at least 8 or 10 months, it's been no problem. I'm looking, I just looked in here at my most current email for all of yesterday and today, and I don't have it yet.
Okay, well, I kind of apologize. I'm working remotely, so I haven't seen that. But we'll look at it after we're done with this call.
Yeah, I'm not worried. It's it waives your bill if you don't receive it, correct?
John, you realize we're the government, right?
Thank you. I just thought I'd work that one, see what happened.
I just wanted to spark your memory.
Yeah. Okay, Amelia.
We will go to our Facebook page, 229. Folks used it. It's just exactly the same as last month. Our gender mix is the same. Our ages. So it's a carbon copy of last month. We haven't really had a lot of big news. Facebook gets a lot of hits when, you know, something happens. So no news is good news on Facebook.
Right. Okay. Any more on the website?
No comments, no chats.
Okay. Let's move on to Reservoir Information and Education Ad Hoc Committee.
I'll take that. we've had a couple of meetings. We're making progress. One of the most actually delightful things about doing this is the information that I've become familiar with about our history, about the reservoirs. It's quite complicated. Rancho Murrieta history and the water history itself is quite complicated and involved. And I think it'll be a good report at the ad hoc or at the April meeting. I think that's probably about as much as I can say right now.
I have, in conjunction with making that report, not this meeting, but the following meeting, I have, or we have, an opportunity to do that video that would essentially be extracted from the slide presentation that we have on our water supply and how we deliver water throughout the community. Ralph is, Ralph Futura is more than willing to work with us on that, but to get started with that, we would need a script. Is there any way we could peel away a few bucks? And I'm not sure the best way to do that. Maybe it's with an intern or somebody that is far along at Sac State in that public relations field or media field that could maybe take on from an intern capacity or just a temporary assignment, take on the process of writing that. I don't have time to do it. And I can lend myself to it and you could, and maybe we could get somebody through this and then ultimately we could do the video.
Okay. You want to do that as part of this ad hoc committee?
Yes.
I think so. Only because it would be convenient and we could close it out and maybe approve it. I don't think we need a whole lot of money. You and I can talk later on offline about how much it would cost, but we could get that approval along with the closing out of this thing in next month's meeting.
John, I have an idea. Let me run it by Paula after this meeting, but I do have an idea to bring that idea to fruition. So
okay. Cool. Okay. All right. So I guess the plan then is to do a report and get board approval, not this month, but in the following month, and then close out the committee. Is that where we are?
Basically, I think that's what we want to do. Getting the board's permission to do a few things that we might be presenting, one in particular as it relates to signage. There might be a need. I don't think that we need to present the whole as a done deal, but we need to present cost and some of the other issues that we're going to, where are the signs going to go, what do we want to say on the signs, et cetera. Present that, and then there may be a need for us to do follow-up stuff on that kind of thing, but technically I think the committee would be finished.
Okay.
All right.
Tom?
Is Michael on the call?
Yeah, I'm right here.
So let's you, Paul, and I, we have a meeting set up next week as part of that. Let's talk about how we might bring this ad hoc committee to closure. And I know what John's talking about. He's talking about preparing some sort of an informational video about the district and the district's water rights and how the district utilizes water and is required to protect the water and how important it is. And I can see us doing a 5-minute, click on it infomercial of some sort. So let's talk about what Sarah, I know this, we're talking about doing a media presentation with video of something that I'm sure has been done numerous times in the past as different boards have asked for information about the water supply. Or would we be able to get Ralph to come into the office, John, at some point?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we would. And like you said, Ralph was pretty adamant that 5 minutes or 6 minutes is what we're looking at here. Inside the window of the attention span, that seems to be most effective. We have a lot of stuff accumulated that we've used. We've never done a video, to my knowledge. Originally, years ago, back in 2006, I think it was, Ed and I did a series of 5 or 6 Tuesday nights in a row where we invited the public to come And we did this in person. And I think we probably over the course of those six weeks or 5 weeks reached about 300 or 350 people. But I think this would be much more effective. We didn't have the resources to do this back in 2006 like we do now.
All right. Let's take this offline and come back with a plan.
Okay, cool. All right.
All right.
Anything else there before we move on to item six? Amelia, anybody?
No hands, no chats.
Okay. Keeping track of current issues report, item six. I went through this and I really like it. One of the things I like about it is it's not just full of tons of stuff, but it really encapsulates the really key projects that we're working on. I think it's interesting to have around as we get into the strategic planning goal setting stuff. And the only comment I have beyond that is probably if there are security projects, we should be adding those in to the report if there's two or three key items.
You know, and I want to talk about this. And if you look at the page we're on right now, and I, first of all, I agree. I'll work with Kelly on creating a page of key issues for security to be on this same format. But if you look at the first four or five or six items in the basically finance side of things, which is what we're looking at right now, other than not including the GIS system, all these kind of roll up. Most of these roll up into the ERP project that Paul is currently leading with Tyler Technologies. And so I'm going to consolidate these. And as you recall, fixing our financial house was one or two district board member priorities this year and last year. And now it's not the priority because Paul has got this ball rolling with Tyler Technologies. So we can consolidate these and make the list nice and concise. So,
right.
And then Michael has done a great job of getting into the operations side of thing. If you'll scroll down to the operations issues, Amelia. So again, Michael is changing colors each month. So this will get really big after a while, but at some point we take things off the list because they're completed and 12 months has passed. And that's kind of what we decided to do, right? Right, Linda?
Yes, both of these reports came out of the communications committee. And we started them when Mark Martin was still the GM. And we started with the field operations, I believe, and then which Paul did. And then we moved to add the office technology, which basically I think Mark did some of that. I have a couple of other comments if we want to take them now or we can.
Sure. Okay. No, this is what the committee is for.
I think both of these are really a terrific example of how we can manage our information and our data. Taking them off is, I think, when they're done is really important. I just want to make sure that they're someplace where they could be retrieved, that they don't just go away somewhere.
They just get filtered off. And if you ever want to look at the old ones, you know, you just
archive. Okay. So there's a place in the computer that we archive it.
Yes.
Okay. And then the other thing I was going to suggest is that I love this way of keeping track of things. And I think we could expand this to include development, you know, and any of the other issues and areas, improvements, et cetera, that we're dealing with. It's just an observation and a suggestion.
Okay.
Yeah, I like what Michael did here. I was looking at these. It's really concise, and I like the idea that, you know, we track it, and you know the colors is actually a good idea to see what's been added since the last time you looked at it. But
and we look at it every 3 months, right?
Quarterly.
Quarterly.
Yes.
So Beyond that, are there any comments or questions or anything, Amelia?
Nope, no chats, no hands.
Okay. Item seven, update on website and frequently asked questions.
That's me. I just got the pipeline out yesterday, so I haven't updated it yet this month. Last month I was able to share, obviously, the updates because I already had them done. For the pipeline this month, we only discussed the reservoirs. They're all full right now. We're asking to put in the stop logs.
We just got denied.
Doesn't start today.
For now.
Oh.
Yeah.
So for it sounds like, go ahead, Mike's going to talk.
Oh, I just heard back from Dam Safety, and they said, thank you for asking. At this point, you know, because the river flows are projected to not decrease right away, they're gonna hold off on allowing us to do that. So, but we will be, if we start to see a downward trend, I'll definitely be in contact with them. And I mentioned that I will be in contact with them again soon.
So basically the reservoirs are full. They can only get so full until we can put the stop locks in. And that was the only FAQ topic that I had to discuss this month in the frequently asked questions.
Mike, I did read somewhere that we can't do it till April 1st.
April 15th,
or April 15th.
But you can always ask okay. to have it done earlier.
Right.
So we
okay through May 31st.
Yeah, it's a nice. Yeah. It was a nice exercise, but I could have told you the answer before you asked the question.
Yeah.
It's interesting because the flows in the river are up because the damn snow is melting.
Right.
That's why. And maybe, you know, there should be some consideration of the fact that we're probably going to get beyond topping off like we traditionally do every year, because the flows are going to go way down, and they're going to go way down in a hurry. Unless I look this morning at the forecast, I mean, we're looking out now till about the 10th of March, and there's like one shower in there. I don't know if we're done or not, but we'll see whether the March bailout comes or doesn't come. But yeah, I would reevaluate it again, maybe about the 10th. And, you know, if you want to make another call, it probably wouldn't hurt. All they can do is say no again.
Yeah, that's my thought, John. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll keep trying.
Well, okay. I read the response from the state, and their response is basically, we don't anticipate the flows to go down where you're not able to top off at the end of May. So what, you know, let's wait until the normal time.
So they're right on top of river flows among all the other stuff that they're doing up there. Yeah, right. Okay. Okay.
And Linda has another comment.
Yeah.
For the update on FACS, FAQS, as we start to get into the security poll report, I think that might be a good place to start answering some questions or making some information available to the community regarding the poll and what has come about from that. I think we talked a while ago about more or less marketing that poll and getting that information out to people.
Well, we'll have an information campaign to let folks know what's going on, and then as needed, I'll add it to the front page as well, because when it gets to be a bigger topic, if it does, people will want to. I want to have it where it's front page, mm-hmm. one click, and folks can get the information that we have looking for.
I think, yeah, it's worth thinking about. I don't think there's any action to take at this point, but when they release that report in its entirety, it would probably be good if we had done everything we could to anticipate the questions. And at the same time that we issue the report, we could kind of answer some of that stuff in front, because, you know, there will be, I'm guessing, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be a flurry of comment that will come from the community actually seeing the report in its entirety.
Yeah, and I was going to make comments and staff comments about the security survey. So I'll summarize when we get to that point in this meeting, if you don't mind.
Okay. Any comments, questions, Amelia, here?
No.
Yes.
No, there are none.
Oh, no, there are none. Okay, cool. Then we move on to director and staff comments. Tom, you have something, I think?
Yeah, my comment is the survey was the survey part of the contract with True North is completed. They collected a total of 673 responses, and they're currently going through the science of how you report out on those responses and making sure that their predictability, their prediction for what the likelihood of a measure passing will be. And that takes them some time. They got quite a few more surveys returned than they anticipated in the beginning. And I'm told that we're looking at a 2 to 3 week before we get our information back. So I'll have more information by the board meeting. I'll probably include it in my GM report.
Okay. Linda, anything?
No, I think that's it.
Anybody else? Michael, anybody? Any other comments? Okay. I have nothing. So with that, we will move to adjournment. Everybody have a nice day. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.